Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 29th of April, recording at 19:49 p.m., and that's British summertime. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. Well, it's all changed from yesterday. Asia started it off with a good rally in China. The other Asian stock markets were quite firm, some of them extending their recent rallies, including Indonesia didn't quite, Thailand did, but most of them are generally firm. And European stock markets gained strength on Wall Street's firmer tone here in the opening. Well, they were firmer also following Asia's gains, and the European stock markets ended with gains, on average, 2.25%. Wall Street sitting on gains of 1.5%, to beg your pardon, 2.5%. 2.5% as I speak. Long-dated government bonds, not surprisingly, are weaker against this background, although not all that much in Europe. And they're basically range-bound overall. The precious metals have, rebounded. They're certainly firmer here today. July silver is at $1,279. Gold is just a tad above the $900 level once again. And the industrial metals are a lot firmer. Copper, this is putting in an upper dynamic here today. It's up 10 cents as I speak at 202. And all the industrial metals are firmer. All the commodities that I can see, with the exception of lumber, are firmer. And soybeans having a big run here in that grain and bean complex. As I said at the very beginning, just the opposite of what we saw yesterday. Yesterday we saw asset deflation. Today we see asset price inflation. Okay, so what's going on here? Well, obviously, some to-ing and fro-ing, a little bit of uncertainty. Stock markets have had a wonderful run. Depending on which index you're looking at, we're talking about 7-8 weeks on the trot, on the upside at the moment. And that is mighty impressive, to say the least. It is consistent with that Fuller Money premise, going right back to March, when we could see the rally starting, that if we were going to get a really good rally, as we suspected, that it would be persistent and consistent, and it has definitely been that. But, as you know, running into 8 weeks here for some of these markets, it's long in the tooth. Also, stock markets had rallied back to previous resistance levels. So they're susceptible to a reaction and consolidation. Perhaps the most bullish factor here right now, other than the cash on the sidelines, and I'm being a little bit tongue-in-cheek on this, not about the cash on the sidelines, but you'll see in a moment, the cash on the sidelines is extremely bullish because that it is going to cushion downside risk and can also fuel further gains as people are sucked in. But something I've often mentioned is that we are witnessing the biggest attempted asset reflation in history. And really, you know, it makes Greenspan look almost Austrian, as in von Mises school. That's a von Mises school reference in terms of his monetary policies. So we have this massive attempted asset reflation following what has been one of the bigger bear markets going. What I was going to say, tongue-in-cheek, is the most bullish short-term factor here is that so many people have been calling a correction, and including ourselves, looking more for a reaction and consolidation rather than a correction. And a fair number of people, I suspect, have been shorting in here recently, and even yours truly has been sucked in with a few hedge shorts, which are underwater at the moment. So So what's likely to happen here? Well, this will spill over at some stage, but the more markets, or the better markets do on the upside, the more it will convince people that the bear market is over. That's been our view for really some time. That case is not proven yet in terms of the OECD stock markets, at least most of them, and it will have to pull back. I beg your pardon. I would say that the OECD markets, mainly Wall Street, that's going to be the crucial one. We won't have confirmation that the bear market is over. I would say, well, or a good indication that it's over rather than confirmation, until we see the next reaction. And if on that next reaction Wall Street holds most of the gains, that's a pretty good performance overall. That would be consistent with the base building hypothesis that we have been advocating. Meanwhile, the strong, and they're all fuller money themes, fortunately, continue to lead here overall. But again, we are overbought despite this strong performance in here today. This current rally is long in the tooth. It's a very bullish development, certainly not least in terms of sentiment and what it shows us about the balance between supply and demand in the markets. But we can expect some more choppy action here over the next few months, not least because there are a lot of people who do want to sell short, and they'll be right from time to time, at least in terms of reactions. So that's pretty much it on stock markets. The long-dated government bonds are range-bound overall, but they continue to look to me like shorts on rallies. One may have to be patient and cough up the interest rate differential in these, but the big move, the big long-term move, will be higher long-dated government bond yields and therefore lower bond prices, justifying the shorts. I'm not sure that's a trade one needs to rush into just yet, but if we see a stock market reaction or correction, that would tend to firm the long-dated government bond prices more often than not, which might provide a shorting opportunity. Now, let's pick up currencies here. The dollar does look like an accident waiting to happen to me. It has been ranging, and that's what currencies do most of the time, but it's a gradually rolling over type of ranging. Instead of putting on so many stock market shorts, I should have opened more currency positions, and the only thing that stayed my hand here today was that the dollar was quite weak because stock markets were so strong. So if we get stock markets coming back for a few days, in the past we've seen that result in a knee-jerk reaction in the form of higher dollar, firmer dollar, and a firmer yen. If that were to occur, then I would indeed go in and add some shorts. The one I do have is that I'm short the U.S. dollar against the Singapore dollar, and that's back in the money. And the Norwegian dollar looks good too. I would be very happy to have a short U.S. dollar against the Norwegian dollar. That may be my next trade to open up. The Antipodean currencies certainly look like they're building base formations. They're having a strong day here today, but they had rallied up so much that I became concerned and stood back and was hoping to see a nice pullback into the base. I also talked about that in terms of the industrial metals, so I'm a little disappointed to see copper sprinting away here overall. But that does reaffirm our view that all of these industrial metals are in base formation development phases. So is crude oil, but it's behind the industrial metals, and that was the case also at the beginning of this decade. And, you know, I think that's pretty much it on yet another interesting day. So I'll just wrap up here by saying all the very best to all of you.